This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 171 for Monday, December 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Monday morning, seeing some consolidation to start the week after Friday's sharp declines. Canola up a dollar to down a dollar. January up 80 cents at $681.30 per ton. Statistics Canada raised its estimate for this year's canola crop to 18.3 million tons this morning. That compares to 17.4 million in September. That 18.3 million tons was at the higher end of trade estimates, but still down by 2% compared to last year. A soft tone in Chicago soybeans and soy oil did put some pressure on canola, but soy oil is turning higher, while Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were steady. In the U.S., corn was lower, wheat higher, and soybeans near unchanged. The USDA releases its next supply-demand estimates on Friday, and pre-report positioning will likely account for some activity the next few days. Soybeans trading within a penny or two of unchanged. The January contract down 0.75 cents at 13.24 1/4. Canada's soybean crop was estimated at just under 7 million tons by StatCan. That was up from the September estimate and a 6.7% increase on the year. Meanwhile, private forecasters have been lowering their estimates on the size of Brazil's soybean crop, with seeding in the country running behind a normal due to dryness in the north and excessive moisture to the south. Corn, it's holding relatively steady but down a penny in the March contract at 4.83 3/4. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 267,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Canadian corn production this year was pegged at just over 15 million tons. That's up slightly from September and about a 500,000 tons above last year's level. U.S. wheat futures are higher across the board, boosted by solid export demand, as recent weakness has brought in some end-user bargain hunting. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the March contract at $7.35 per bushel. Kansas City up 4 cents in March at $6.51 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 8 cents in the March contract at $6.11 per bushel. China bought 440,000 tons of soft red U.S. winter wheat in a flash sale, reported by the USDA this morning. Canadian wheat production was pegged at nearly 32 million tons, up by 2 million from the September estimate and at the higher end of trade estimates. However, the crop was still down by 6.9% on the year, as dryness across the prairies did cut into yields. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, December 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.